Good afternoon. I'm going to talk about an age-related topic, and it's Alzheimer's disease. I'll begin now. Ladies and gentlemen, the subject of my presentation this afternoon is unfortunately not a particularly cheerful one. As I mentioned, it's an age-related subject, and it's just one more symptom, I think, of the ageing population in Europe, because one consequence of Europe's ageing population is that certain essentially age-related illnesses are inevitably becoming increasingly prevalent. And one such disease is dementia, which is indeed becoming a much more serious problem in many developed countries. And Alzheimer's disease, which I want to focus on this afternoon, is the most common form of dementia in the elderly. The disease, Alzheimer's disease, was named after the German psychiatrist who first described its symptoms back in 1907. So it's something that doctors have been studying for some time now. It's a particularly unpleasant disease in that it is a progressive degenerative disease which little by little destroys the brain cells of the patient and therefore leads to a gradual decline in mental function. I've said that it's an age-related illness. It essentially affects people over the age of 65, although there is also a much rarer so-called early-onset form of the disease, which can affect people from a much younger age. An increasing number of people, therefore, are suffering from this disease. In Hungary, the figure is currently 100,000. And according to World Health Organization figures, if we take the global figure, there are about 24 million people around the world who are currently battling with Alzheimer's. Now, the most striking early symptom of the disease is loss of memory, and this usually manifests itself initially as just minor forgetfulness. This, of course, can happen to any of us, particularly as we start to age. But the fact that someone can't remember where they put the car keys or misplaces objects regularly or can't remember somebody's name immediately doesn't mean that that person is suffering from Alzheimer's. In those who are affected, this mild forgetfulness will progress gradually into a more general short-term memory loss. And it is characteristic of the disease that it's the short-term memory which goes first. So often memories from further back remain for a considerable period of time, and they're the last to be lost. So, for example, often an Alzheimer's patient might be able to recount in great detail something that happened many years ago, whilst not being able to tell you what they did yesterday or what they had for breakfast this morning. As the disease progresses further, patients will start to forget familiar skills, objects, and even people. And one rather distressing facet of the illness is that people can experience different types of behavioural changes. So they may have mood swings. They may have outbursts of violence, even directed against loved ones sometimes. They may become extremely anxious and agitated. And all this can come as quite a shock for the relatives, particularly if these are people who just haven't experienced this type of behaviour in the past. So it's all very distressing, both for the patient themselves, who in the early stages of the disease is, of course, aware of the gradual progressive decline, and also for the family, the loved ones who are watching the decline and know that inevitably the condition is only likely to degenerate further. And in the later stages of the disease, language skills are affected, comprehension skills, recognition, so that the patient may not recognise close members of their own family even. They may not recognise their own children, for example, which again is very distressing for those concerned. This progressive decline obviously means that it becomes more and more difficult over time for a sufferer to function independently in daily life. Now, I've said that the disease is progressive. The rate at which it advances does vary considerably. On average, patients die between 4 to 6 years after they're diagnosed. That's the average. But in some cases, symptoms can develop much more slowly than that. And there have been cases where patients have lived with a disease for up to 20 years. Sadly, in terms of treatment, the picture's not particularly rosy at the moment because there is currently no known cure for Alzheimer's. But this doesn't mean that early diagnosis of the disease isn't important, because although there's no actual cure, there are treatments available which, if given at an early stage of the illness, can slow down progression and therefore allow the patient to at least maintain a better quality of life for longer. Now, I realise that I have painted a rather gloomy picture, and as I said at the start, this is not a particularly cheerful topic, but it isn't all doom and gloom, because research has shown that there are a considerable number of things that you can do to significantly reduce your chances of developing Alzheimer's as you get older. Although the direct cause of the disease isn't known for sure, it is widely accepted that lifestyle is an important contributory factor. So this means that there are changes we can make to our lifestyle which will protect us from the disease, or if not fully protect us from getting it, at least reduce the likelihood that we will one day suffer from this very debilitating illness. One of the key factors which all researchers have agreed on is that it's very important in trying to avoid Alzheimer's that you maintain an intellectual activity as you get older. And it's been demonstrated that keeping the brain active can actually halve your risk of contracting the disease. So after retirement, for example, it's important not to let your brain stagnate or to sink into apathy and inactivity. You need to take up some kind of activity which will provide intellectual stimulation. It might be doing crosswords, it might be learning a new language, it might be developing your computer skills. It doesn't really matter what it is, as long as it stimulates your brain. Music, for example, either playing a musical instrument or actively listening to music, has been proved to have a very positive effect. And any kind of game, particularly one that is played with a group of people, is also thought to be very beneficial, because social interaction has also been shown to have a protective effect. Those people who have regular social interaction and are not isolated, again, have a lower probability of contracting Alzheimer's. There's also a broad agreement among doctors that, as is the case with so many modern diseases, lifestyle and diet have an important role in prevention. A major risk factor in Alzheimer's is poor cardiovascular health. If you have poor cardiovascular health, then you're much more likely to end up with Alzheimer's. So people who smoke, have high blood pressure, and so on, need to change their lifestyle and take more exercise, eat more healthily, so as to reduce their risk. High cholesterol is another risk factor, which again can be controlled through diet to a large extent. And people who suffer from diabetes are also statistically at a greater risk of falling victim to the disease. So it's very important to maintain an active lifestyle, to be active physically and mentally, and to have a healthy diet to maintain cardiovascular health. Now, before I close, I would like to say at least one further positive thing. I've mentioned the positive actions that you can take to reduce your likelihood of getting the disease. But there is a further glimmer of hope, because I read recently that a group of researchers in Berlin have announced that they found a way of actually blocking the harmful substance which is killing off the nerve cells in the brain in Alzheimer's patients, which is therefore responsible for causing Alzheimer's. So if this proves to be true, if the researchers have found a way of blocking the action of this harmful substance in the brain, then they could be well on the way to developing an effective treatment which can actually stop the disease in its tracks, and then we would finally have a cure for Alzheimer's, and that would certainly be good news for the 24 million sufferers around the world. Thank you for your attention.